It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Luke, chapter 4. We're going to start from verse 1.
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread.
Jesus Christ was baptized, and we saw the dove coming on him as the Spirit. And we learned last week that Spirit was the Spirit of the Lord. And we will be studying more in this chapter. So he was filled with the Spirit of God and Spirit of the Lord. And the Word of God says the Spirit inspired him to go to the wilderness. Now some people will say maybe that an evil spirit was telling him to go. But some Bible says Holy Spirit inspired him to go. Devil is the only one who tests you how much you love God, how much you are in the Lord. And sometimes people will say, why devil has this problem coming after me to finding out, do I go to church, do I pray, and how much I live for the Lord? What does he care? Why he does? Because he wants people to get tired of doing the Lord's work, and then they can be turned to the devil. Now here Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he even heard the voice coming from heaven when he took the water baptism. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now what the devil is coming and telling him, are you the Son of God? If you are, then what you could do, you are hungry now, you can make the bread out of the stone. When you are hungry, you can eat anything. If you are not hungry, then you would not need even the $100 dinner. But when you are hungry, you can eat the raw bread. Jesus Christ was fasting for 40 days. When the 40 days ended, then the physical body starts saying, you should be eating something. Now he was not near the house, he was in the wilderness. In the book of Mark, he says, they were all wild animals were all around. Can you imagine Jesus Christ is staying in that wilderness 40 days and all these vicious animals, maybe lion, maybe tiger, maybe other vicious animals were there. Not a single animal was able to attack him, harass him, or kill him. Now, this story is similar like Adam. Adam was in the garden, and he had all the animals all around. But at that time, all those animals were friendly. Those animals were not harassing Adam, but when Adam committed sin, that's the time animal became enemy to mankind. So now here we see, here's the Adam, is in the garden, a paradise, everything he has, all the animals, beautiful weather, nothing to worry about thorns and thistles, nothing to worry about where the food is coming, he can take any fruit and eat, so he had no problem. That's the time the devil comes and try to tell Adam, even though he talked to the lady, but she was Adam also, according to Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. God made man, male and female, and their name he gave Adam. So even the lady the woman was tempted by the devil, but according to the word of God, Adam was tempted because her name was still Adam. So what I'm trying to say, that time, there were plenty of fruits, all vegetable, and everything the Word of God says, everything was created, it was good. There was nothing bad. But the devil comes and says, just eat. And then the lady starts looking at fruit, and more she looked at it, more she got tempted, and more she started thinking, this is the best fruit I ever saw. And then she was tempted, and devil deceived her. So Adam failed the test. Many preachers will tell you, if Adam didn't eat the fruit, he will be living for eternity, and he will never die. That's true. But at the same time, Adam will be living eternity in the Garden of Eden. He will never go to heaven. Why is that? Because if you read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So Adam has the flesh and blood. So Adam, even though he didn't eat the fruit, he could not go to heaven. God used to come to earth to talk to Adam. So the point I'm making, Adam was not completely perfect because there was a test kept for him. If he would have passed the test, then he would have been able to go to heaven. But he failed the test. Now Jesus Christ is called the second Adam. If you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and starting from verse 46 or so, you will see the comparison of old Adam and new Adam. But we don't have time to go in that chapter right now because this chapter itself is big. So we see now this is the second Adam. The devil is testing him and he comes out of this test. Now the old Adam was tested. The similar test is given to Jesus Christ. Now, first thing, now when you're reading in the book of Luke, the testing is not in order. You will see. Let's go to the Matthew and read from Matthew chapter 4, verse 5 to 11 or 12. And then we'll come back, and when you're reading, you will know how the Luke did his order and how Matthew put the order about his temptation or the testing from the devil. Matthew chapter 4.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Now see here, the second temptation is given this way. And read the last one.
Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Okay, now here, I like the Matthew's arrangement. The last temptation he brings to worship me, and Jesus says, get behind me, get out of the devil, and the devil leaves. Now let's come to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4.
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
See, when the devil came to tempt Jesus Christ or test him, what did Jesus do? He said, it is written. So when the devil comes to you, what you supposed to do? You should know the word of God. The devil will bring all kinds of trials and temptations and sickness and disease, but each and every problem you go through, you have answer in the Word of God. Once you turn to the Word of God and try to tell the devil, it is written, this is what God says about my problems, and I have answer in the Word of God, devil will leave you alone. So Jesus Christ says, it is written. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. That's what he took the scripture and gave it to the devil.
And he humbled thee and suffered thee hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
This is the scripture. Jesus Christ took it and said to the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. So now you have to know, in this world there are people will sell you, oh, you will live 200 years. After that, what? Even though you live 120 or 150 or 200 years on this earth, but one day you will be leaving this earth. There are many, many ministries you see on television today. Most of the ministry will bring the doctors in their ministry and say, doctor will say, if you do this, you will be healthy. And another doctor said, do this, and you will be healthy. And do exercise, and drink this, and eat this, and that's all good. But the Word of God says, the bodily exercise is profitable little, but the spiritual exercise is profited much. Which one you take it? Now, if you have a job interview, and it says, in this job, you will get a $5 per hour. And the other job, you get $55 per hour. Which job you will take it? You will take the best one. So that's what I have taken. I don't go for gym. I don't do exercise. I don't do any kinds of things what the people are saying. But I go in a spiritual side and do the spiritual exercise. That's why God is keeping me healthy. So the point I'm making, you're going after the worldly things and worldly exercise, and if you do spiritual exercise a little bit, you will have problem all the time. Jesus Christ is saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. What does it mean? If you keep on eat bread alone and don't do anything about spiritual matter, you will go to hell. That's what it is. You can eat the whole world's vitamins and everything and forget about God, one day you will die. But if you eat just the raw bread and just the water and something like that, and if you are spiritually healthy, you will make it to heaven. That's what Jesus Christ was telling to the devil. Okay, let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 5.
And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
Now, this temptation was the last one. We read it in a book of Matthew. But Luke put it in a second. He took him to the highest mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. But Luke makes it a little bit clear here. He says, he showed all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. How can somebody see all the kingdoms of the world going on the mountain? Can you see? You go to the mountain and see all the kingdoms in a moment. In another Bible I was reading, it said the twinkling of an eye. How can you see all the world's kingdom from the mountains on the twinkling of an eye? It is impossible. Then what happened? What happened? This is devil tempting Jesus Christ. When he's on the highest mountain, wherever Jesus Christ was there, but the devil is bringing temptation. All the kingdoms of the earth, the Jesus Christ is thinking that given to the devil. Devil is saying, you know what? All this is given to me. When? Do you know? Adam, first Adam, when he listened to the devil, what happened? His kingdom belong to the devil's kingdom. Man sold out his kingdom to the devil, or the what you call king of the world. Now he is saying, it is in my hand to give it to you. Just read verse 6.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine.
He says, all this kingdom, how much time it took to show it to Jesus? A split second. Within a one flash, he starts saying, think, all of this kingdom is mine, and I can give it to you. It is all in my power, and I can give it to anybody. Just worship me one time. One time. Just say, you are my Lord, or I worship you, and that's it. All the kingdoms of the world will be yours. And this was the temptation, or the trial came to Jesus. Jesus Christ says, I was just tempted like you all. When devil comes, when you are weak in your body. See, when you are sick, and when you get sick, you cannot do anything. You cannot even lift up the paper or tissue. And the devil will come and he says, that's it. You are going to die now. There's nothing God can do. Nobody can do anything to you. And you start thinking death alone. And that's where the fear comes. The devil brings fear. The word of God says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and sound mind. When the devil brings all this temptation, you will never get out of this sickness. The point I'm making, when you are weakest in your body, your mind is fragile. And that's the time devil attacks you, when you are weakest point. So the devil came to Jesus Christ when he's hungry for 40 days and he said, now I need food. And the devil comes and tried to bring all kinds of things in his mind, because he was not able to go to the mountain and stand on the mountain and see all the kingdoms in a split second. No, this came in his mind. And he says, the second temptation was taking in the pinnacle of the temple. Can anybody go and stand in the pinnacle of temple where these are pointy things and very sharp? You cannot go there. But in movies, some of the movies, they already showed this thing can happen. But Jesus did not go from there to the pinnacle of the temple and stood on this pinnacle and jumped from there or start thinking. This is all the thoughts coming to his mind that if I do this, then everybody will think, oh, he is a great man, or they might be worshiping me. And this kind of temptation came in a split second in the mind of Christ. And he saw all the kingdoms of the world. But the devil tried to say, worship me, and I'll give you everything to you, because I have power to give it to you. Let's read the Luke chapter 4, verse 8.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Now, this temptation or this trial we looked at in the book of Matthew was the last one. But Luke put it in the middle. But once Jesus Christ said to the devil, it is written. That also we see Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. And Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. There the word of God is saying, you must serve the Lord. Devil is saying, you worship me, I'll give you everything. Jesus says, it is written, you worship only God and nobody else. The word of God says, do not make any idol, do not make any kind of statue from heaven, angels, or any visible things. Don't worship. That's the first commandment. Worship the Lord. And so Jesus Christ told this devil, get behind me. But Luke put that in the second and the third temptation that Luke gives. Let's read words.
And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Can you imagine? Devil knows the Bible. Here devil is saying, it is written. Because Jesus Christ says, it is written. So now he is trying to confuse Jesus. Now, it is written in the Bible, God will send the angel to protect you. It is written. So he's saying, it is written in the Bible. Why don't you do according to the Bible? You understand the point? But you have to know who is giving you command. You cannot take the commands from the enemy. What I'm trying to say, we have to learn who is our commander. God is our commander. Take the command from God. If the enemy comes and tells you, this is what God told me to do, you listen to me, you don't listen to enemy, even though he is giving a good Bible scripture. Read Psalm 91, verse 11.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
This is what the scripture devil gave. Devil says, you know, it is written. You can jump and angels will come and protect you and you will not get hurt. But what Jesus said, let's go back to the Luke chapter 4.
And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
See, it is also, he took it from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, do not tempt your God. And so he said, don't tell me to do something because you telling me to. If he would have said, okay, that's the way the Bible says, I'm going to do it, then he will be still listening to the enemy. So we should not be listening to enemy, you listen to God. That's what the Word of God is saying. And then Luke says he finished the temptation and he left. But actually, when Jesus Christ told him, get behind me, Satan, that's the time Satan left. Okay, let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 13.
And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Now see, here is saying, devil ended his temptation or trial or test and he went away. Or how long? He says he went from him for a season. What does it mean? He was going to come back again to give him a hard time. But if you read in the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 13.
And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered unto him.
See here, the Mark saying a little bit different than what the Luke and Matthew said. He said Jesus Christ was there 40 days in the wilderness where the wild beasts were there. And that's what I was trying to say in the beginning. There were wild beasts, wild animals, but they were not able to attack Jesus. Jesus didn't have any strength. 40 days he was fasting. Now he is so weak. He has no strength. But the Word of God says when you're fighting with the devil, you are exhausting your spiritual strength. I don't know you ever tried. You pray from your heart. And you pray like you are sweating. And you hold strength is given to the Lord. So that's the kind of exhaustion. When you're fighting with the devil, you have so much spiritual strength is gone out of you. Jesus was so exhausted. I will show you another scripture. Jesus Christ was so exhausted and he might be not having strength to get up. That's why I told you he cannot climb to the big mountain and see the whole world in a split second. He cannot climb to the, what you call, the temple. And there was a battle going on in his mind. And that's why he was so weak and so tired. And the Word of God said the angel came to minister to him, to bring him to the city, because he was not able to even walk or do anything. So the angel ministered to him. And then we read in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 13, the devil left him for a season. And the devil came back again. Let's read the book of Luke chapter 22 and start reading from verse 42 to 44.
Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
See, here we see when he was praying, his heart was breaking, and the word of God said the blood was pouring, and he was so weak, the angel came to minister to him. We read in the book of Mark, angel came to minister to him when he was so weak, fighting with the devil. The same way here, in the last time of his ministry, the devil was trying to kill him in a Gethsemane, trying to destroy him in the Gethsemane. Jesus said to his disciple, please pray for me. And three times he came, the disciples were sleeping. He said, now you take a rest. But the angel ministered to him. And so the point I'm making, Jesus Christ was weak and fighting with the devil. Devil says, okay, I'm going to leave you for a while, but I'll come back again. And he came back, tried to kill Jesus Christ in Gethsemane. But the word of God says, when he prayed and said, Lord, I don't want to die in Gethsemane. I want to go on Calvary. Let's read in book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
When he prayed with the tears, he prayed with a loud voice, he prayed and said, Lord, I don't want to die in this Gethsemane. The word of God says, God heard his prayer and did not allow him to die in a Gethsemane. Okay, let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 4. Start reading from verse 14.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read.
He finished the temptation, he finished the trial and testing, and the word of God says, by the Spirit of God, he start moving around and city to city, region to region, and went to Galilee and everywhere, and every synagogue, he start teaching the word of God and glorifying God. And his fame went all around. Now he's coming to Nazareth. And Nazareth, the place where he was a child and he grew from that place. Now he's coming to his hometown and he goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood there.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.